Okay, learning today is sponsored by Rani Stern in memory of his parents, Miriam Gittel Bas Yitzhak HaKohen, and Chaim Yirmiyahu Ben Yos B'Yol, Shetehi Nishmasam Tzruros B'Tzurah HaChaim. All right, last time we're up to Mythbuster number 27, and the misconception is, or the question at hand will be, we'll say, is it necessary to take three steps back before we begin our Shmona Esrei, before we take our three steps in for Shmona Esrei? So last time we discussed the three steps of the end of Shmona Esrei, and some misconceptions relating to that. So this time we'll discuss, is there a need for those three steps back before your Shmona Esrei begins? So the Ramban, Siman Tzadi Hei, quotes a Sefer Okeach, who says we definitely have to take three steps in. It says, Yesh omrim kesha omrim lehispalal, yilech lefanav shalosh pesios, derech kira v'hagasha ledavr shetarech la'aso. So before we dive in Shmona Esrei, we take three steps in a manner of showing we're excited and approaching something that we need to take care of. So we step into it, we walk into it. That's what we do before Shmona Esrei. In contrast to like the three steps back, that the Mishnah Berurah says, "Ke'eved haniftar merabo," like a servant taking leave of the master, very humbly and respectfully, we bow our heads, we walk backwards. So that's one idea. So the idea here is to show like an excitement and an interest walking into, so to speak, our tefillos. Just an interesting ha'ara, the Sefer Orech Ne'eman points out that when we take our steps in, we begin with the right foot. When we take our steps back, we begin with the left foot. And that is to show that like we're excited to begin davening, so we go in with our right, and we're a little more hesitant to take leave of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we do so with the left foot. Okay, why is it three steps specifically? Similar to the steps back, there are different remazim and hints to why the number three in this sense. The Darchei Moshe, written by the Rama, says it's corresponding to the three times the Lashon of Vayigash, like Vayigash Avraham. Vayigash Yehuda and Vayigash Eliyahu is used in the context of davening in Tanakh. So we, and Vayigash meaning to approach, to walk into it. So we take three steps in corresponding to these three Lashonos of Vayigash as it pertains to Tzvila. Kaf HaChaim says it's because Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was on Har Sinai, walked into three different levels before speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu there. The Choshech, the Anan, and Arafel, as the Torah says. The darkness, the cloud, and the thick cloud. He like kept ascending different levels until he spoke to God. So we too ascend these three levels before we speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All right, there's no question that we take our three steps in before Shmona Esrei. The question is, do we need to take our three steps back before doing so? So in a normal shul setup, at least a shul that I've been to, usually it's not such a question because in Mela, like you don't have a lot of space. You're in a chair. There's a chair right in front of you. You don't have space to just like take three steps forward unless you first kind of take three steps back, or even diagonally, or whatever. You're operating a limited space, so you probably need to take three back in order to go three forward. But let's say you have a lot of space, right? Social distancing now, people in outside minyanim have a lot of space, people davening in their home certainly have space, so I don't need to take three steps back. I have the space to take three steps forward. Should I still be taking my three steps back? That's the question. So the Sefer Isha Yisrael quotes the Stipler, Rav Yaakov Yisrael Kanievsky, the father of Chaim Kanievsky, who would not take three steps back. If he had the space, which apparently he did in his makom kavua, so he would just take the three steps forward. As again, logically, the whole idea is to enter tefillah. There's no need to first step backwards in order to step forwards. Yet, as with many things we've discussed here on this chat, there is an idea in Kabbalah to take the three steps back. The Ben Ish Chai is quoted as saying that al pisod, one should always take three steps back first, even if he has the space. In fact, he says, Allah is, if somebody like, as some people do, have like a seat for davening, right? I'm sitting down here. But to daven Shmona Esrei, I don't know, like I go towards the bima, or I go to the corner. I walk to a separate area in shul to daven my Shmona Esrei. So he says, don't like walk there and stop three steps early and then take your three steps in and begin Shmona Esrei, which logically one might think to do. No, walk all the way to the makom that you're going to daven in, then take three steps back, then take three steps forward, and then you start your Shmona Esrei. Al pisod, you got to take your three steps back. Okay, the Kaf HaChaim gives a little bit of a svara, an explanation for this. He says, like anytime you have a meeting with an important, powerful, intimidating type of dignitary, so they open the door and bring you in, you'll recoil at first. You get a little bit nervous, and only then you'll walk in. So too with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should show a little bit of fear before we begin the conversation. We back up, we're nervous, and only then we're like, okay, let's do this, and let's walk in. All right, so bottom line, what do we do? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sadi Hei says, So he says, you don't have to go backwards in order to walk forwards. Deep line too. It could be like a drasha. You don't have to go backwards. You just move forwards. If there's space in front of you, just take your three steps forward. So that's what Mishnah Berurah says. Nonetheless, he concludes, about minhag ha'olam leilech la'achorav. The minhag has become people take three steps back anyways, even when they don't need to. So he seems to be saying, you know, minhag Yisrael Torah, this is a minhag, so that's why people do take their three steps back. Logically speaking, not in the realm of Sod and Kabbalah, it would seem to be unnecessary to take these three steps back, unless just like I said, practically you need to go back, you don't have the space. But if you have the space, seemingly, as the Mishnah Berurah says, it would be unnecessary. Nonetheless, the minhag is to take those three steps back before Shmoneh Esrei. Rav Chaim Kanievsky is quoted as saying, if there's somebody davening Shmoneh Esrei behind you already, and they're already in their Amida, and that means you can't walk into their Dalet Amos because the Shechina is present, you can't walk in front of them, so then don't take your three steps back for sure in that case, just take your three steps forward. But bottom line, it seems that even though it's questionable the svar for doing so, Kabbalah, and then the minhag has become to take these three steps back.